live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and the toll-free number 855-450-FREE is brought to you by SACL CAI. They've been sponsoring our phone lines for a long time and really appreciate the continued support of Jason Osborne and the crew at SACL CAI. If you've got a business and you would like your accounts receivable to be handled by somebody that actually can get the job done in a way that respects your clients, well, then visit them through their banner right at the top on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. They treat your customers with respect, so you'll keep your clients down the line, and that's a good thing. Once again, SACL CAI brings you the phone lines here, and those numbers are 855-450-FREE. Johnson is with me here tonight, and we just finished up a call, for those of you just tuning in, from a lady who I have to say I feel like we were miscommunicating with. I mean, there was some of the things she said I think were agreeable, but then she accused us of being Republicans. Are you a Republican?
No.
I'm not a Republican either. But this is a typical mentality of people in talk radio.
Although I have to admit, I did register as a Republican for a short amount of time.
To vote for Ron Paul?
Yes, to vote for Ron Paul.
And then you unregistered.
And then I immediately unregistered as a Republican, yes.
Which is easy to do here in New Hampshire. They've got the undeclared category. And as soon as you walk out of a voting booth, if you were undeclared when you came in, you can declare as one or the other, vote, and then you can declare again before you leave. So it makes it easy to do that.
And let me tell you how Republican I am just growing up in that Fairfield, Connecticut.
Right.
I'm just influenced by all those people around me, just making me so conservative.
So we were talking about healthcare with her, and the original arc of the conversation that we started the hour with was this article from Forbes that you have here that basically says doctors are going to be, they're going to be leaving the business. Some of them who stay in the business are going to quit accepting insurance. They're going cash only, and they'll be taking payments on a monthly basis from some customers called the concierge model. And it's just a very interesting piece. She then calls in to say that she thinks the doctors and the insurance companies are in cahoots, even though we just pointed out there's a bunch of doctors who are sick and tired of these insurance companies because there's an incredible amount of busy work.
Right. It's cost. So one of the things I mentioned was that this doctor in Kansas charges for a 30-minute house call, it runs $100, and that may seem high to some people like myself who have insurance and are used to paying only $30 copays. But that $100 house call might end up being cheaper if you take into account the sky-high monthly insurance premiums, steadily rising annual deductibles, out-of-pocket maximums, and not to mention the time and expense that both doctors and patients have to devote to filing claims.
See, this is huge.
Right. So Obamacare is not only going to add to the cost-inflating administrative burden that third-party payment places on doctors, direct payment allows physicians to reject that burden and focus on what they do best, treating patients. See, ask any doctor who's been in the business for, what, more than 20 or 30 years, I think. I don't know exactly when these practices started. Obviously, it's just been getting worse and worse and worse. But doctors didn't used to have huge secretarial staffs.
Yes.
Even they had doctors one, themselves. Maybe.
We had a doctor call this show in the past who told us that the bulk of his day is spent doing paperwork.
Right. Which they didn't used to have to do.
So not only do they have staff at these offices that spend all their day doing paperwork, but even the doctors themselves are doing busy work.
And they can't even, they're trying to computerize their systems and they can't because they can't keep up with it. It's so enormous that they can't even get this stuff digitized because it's just a mess and the requirements are changing and it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, and now even the attempts to digitize it are just making the problem worse because they're making it so that even more paperwork can be done, so that the government can pile on more regulations and require more ridiculous nonsense to be, you know, and legalese to be piled on to every single patient.
So instead, the caller last hour says she thinks that the government's going to just take care of everything next year. She can't wait for next year when the government's going to take care of her health care and they're going to give her an affordable insurance plan. Well, maybe it will seem affordable on its face. I don't know how that's all going to end up playing out. But ultimately, it's backed by violence. And I can't accept that, personally. I can't accept the idea that any service or product is being paid for at the threat of violence. And if you think I'm making stuff up here, go and look at all the people who have decided to not pay taxes. You know, people like Willie Nelson or, let's see, who else? Richard Hatch from Survivor, Wesley Snipes. These are all people who have been persecuted and threatened with prison. I believe Wesley Snipes actually is in jail, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yep.
And, that's violence. I'm sorry, that's violence. I don't have an obligation to pay your taxes because an obligation was never created on me. Me being born, my mom pushing me out of her womb, was not an agreement with the state. I did not consent to their system, to their taxes, to how they're spending that money, whether it's bombing innocent people around the world or spending it on some ridiculous system that is going to only enrich the health insurance business, at least for a time. It seems to me that the way it's going to work is that the health insurers, the biggest ones, are going to be very happy for a little while because they're going to be shoved all these new customers that they didn't have before. But then again, they're also going to be forced to take on customers who have pre-existing conditions, which means that they're going to have greater liabilities as well. And over time, it may end up playing out to where these healthcare companies, these insurance companies, start to go under, and then they're absorbed by the existing insurance companies to where then you only have like one or two companies.
It's going to be like the banking industry.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be like one or two companies left, and at some point, they're just going to say, we can't afford this anymore. The business model doesn't work, and we're done. We're out of this. Then the government will just have the excuse to say, well, see, the market couldn't handle this, so we're going to take it over completely.
Right.
And that would make a lot of people happy.
Yep, I'm sure it would. And here's the other thing, though. What's going to happen is that this supposedly affordable rate that's going to start out with, well, we're not able to cut it with this rate. It's not working out anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to raise rates. We're going to have to add this tax and this tax and this fee and this, and it's just going to keep adding up because that's how it works.
Right,
because
when the hell has the government ever done anything efficiently? I mean, you think it's bad now, and it is bad now with the insurance company situation that we have. You think having a single provider is going to make that better? That one organization, the state, these are the people who spend billions of dollars just trying to get a letter from one point to another or a bunch of pieces of mail from one point to another. They can't even make that work. FedEx and UPS have no problem making that business model work, but the government can't. And they have to keep digging into the general tax funds to pay for all of their pensions and everything like that. What, you think the federal government running health care is going to somehow become efficient? That central control is going to work this time when it hasn't ever worked ever before?
This is also why I think the government's terrified to get rid of the PES laws, which, you know, you mentioned mail and mentioned that. And it's like, I think of this healthcare insurance, what it's going to be like is it's going to be exactly like the cost of stamps. It's just going to continue increasing at a fairly regular rate. Now, mail is still, I guess, affordable to send, although it's still kind of ridiculous for the cost that it is to send a letter. It's mm-hmm. just ridiculous. And
the service sucks. There's
and
no
the
guarantee.
Service is terrible. And here's the thing. Imagine if those... And the reason why this sucks, by the way, is because there is no competition. Because there are these laws in the books that prevent any private competition. Read about Lysander Spooner if you want to learn more about that.
No competition for first-class mail. Right. Anything under a dollar.
Anything under a dollar. And that's actually not anything under a dollar. The law is there's something to modify that so that when it breaks a dollar... It's not going to go away.
Really?
Yeah, it's not going to go away. It's forever. Like as it increases, it's...
I did not realize that.
So, essentially, they're terrified to get rid of those laws because what would happen is the private market would snatch it up and the price of postage to send through private mail would drop so fast, so
fast. You
think
it would drop?
Oh, it would drop immediately.
Why?
Because of any number of solutions to make that happen better.
The market would be able to innovate new ideas as far as how to get things from here to there, maybe advertising.
I mean, there's already routes. All these routes for FedEx drivers, UPS drivers, you know, Amazon deliveries, whoever knows. I mean, even Walmart now is experimenting with something to have customers deliver packages to other online customers. Yeah, they're thinking about it.
That's a crazy idea.
Yeah, huge.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But somebody's out there probably thinking, well, wait a minute, what about all these other countries that have government healthcare?
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy our features that we have there for you. The archives are available, and they go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. We give them all away, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you can find our archives also on our SoundCloud page. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll see not just the Free Talk Live archives, but you'll also see other things that we think you might be interested in that we're involved in. So Mark, for instance, who's normally here on weeknights, Mark has his Edgington Post interview series that he does. Those get posted to our SoundCloud page. Also, the other day, I had an email from a college student. She was asking some questions for a report she was doing. I decided to record my answers to those questions. I put that up on SoundCloud, too. So you won't necessarily know what to expect from the SoundCloud, but there's some other neat stuff beyond just the episodes of Free Talk Live there. So again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Plus, each thing we upload to SoundCloud, there's an easy share button on every single one of them. Makes it really simple to post it on your blog site or Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Go and grab some archives. Now, if you're excited about Bitcoins, as we are here on Free Talk Live, you need to mark your calendars now and be in San Jose May 17th through the 19th for the Bitcoin 2013 Future of Payments Conference. 2013, it's going to be the year of the Bitcoin, and you can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins, and you can go and meet some amazing people there. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. That's Bitcoin2013.com. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live isn't just talking about this conference. We're going to be at the Bitcoin conference, and I'm pretty excited about that because, well, we get to hang out with all these really smart Bitcoin people who know way more about Bitcoins than I do, and they always have interesting ideas, and like there's really cool projects on the horizon that are becoming soon, and I'm sure that we'll be talking about a lot of that stuff while we're there. But you get to meet these folks, too, if you're there, and Bitcoin2013.com is the place to go to learn more, get registered, get hotel information, and all of that. They've even got four hotels that they have locked down for this. They've got space in four different hotels. So I think that means they're expecting this to be a pretty big conference.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
That's awesome.
Bitcoin2013.com. Let's go to the phones here and talk to John in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, you know, John Wilson?
I don't know what your last name is, John, but okay. You're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Well,
I just wanted a short heads up if you weren't aware of it. I get a daily mail from the Mises Institute, and today's article is titled "The Moneyness of Bitcoins," written by Nikolai Gurtov, apparently an economist with the European Commission in Brussels, Belgium. Really a long article, as most of the stuff from Mises is, but he concludes. The conclusion is interesting, especially since you just made a comment about what's going on in San Jose later on this year, and also your advertisement for the gold. I'm not going to read the whole conclusion, but the last sentence of the conclusion says, thus, on the free market, commodity monies and presumably gold and silver still have a great comparative advantage. I don't think so. I was having a discussion actually with my son at lunch today about Bitcoins. I turned him on to it. He'd never heard of them. I think you guys are on. You guys and these Bitcoin promoters are really onto something, and I'm pleased. And that article.
Well, Bitcoin is a commodity.
Pardon me?
Bitcoin is technically a commodity.
Right. But because my son, who's a techie guy, he says, well, what if they unplug the internet? What happens to Bitcoins? I said, well, no, hey, they're not going to unplug the internet, but here, again, the conclusion is on the free market, commodity monies, while commodity and maybe hard, you can pick it up and drop and throw and push around, which you can't do with Bitcoins yet. But I thought the article was really interesting, in case you guys weren't aware of it. Maybe you could get it and link to it or something like that, but it's the Mises Daily article.
Thanks for the heads up on that. Would you say that they were positive towards Bitcoins in the piece?
I think they are. Yeah, this guy, this guy is a European. He's a Belgian. But generally speaking, I think it was very positive. It looked good, but like a lot of these Keynesians, maybe with a small K, you know, they have to put in that caveat at the end. Well, you know, this sounds good, but it's not going to work. So
Thanks for the heads up, John. Here's what I'd recommend. Drop by freetalklive.com, and if the article's not already there, you can submit it, and then it can show up on our show prep page, and would appreciate that. Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. So the issue that we kind of went out to the break there with was the foreign countries. You know, we've been talking about the healthcare issue here tonight, and kind of trashing on the idea of the government running healthcare. But somebody's inevitably listening to this. Maybe they're not going to call in, but they're saying to themselves, well, what are you guys talking about? Things are going to be bad with the government running healthcare. It's that way in the rest of the world. Canada, I mean, lots of countries, they have government-run healthcare. Aren't you guys just fear-mongering? What do you think, Johnson? Are we blowing it out of proportion? Is it really going to be that bad when it comes to the government doing healthcare?
I think it will be worse here because of the way that the rest of our system works. I mean, we're not a socialist country, so
I'm not a socialist. I know. The country is certainly approaching it.
But I would think that this country is actually approaching kind of a fascist, because it's not.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand to some extent.
Yeah, it's this corporatist kind of. We're not the real. I don't know. I don't think that there's this. Real expectation of a benevolent government. I don't think that really exists. I think people still really understand that our government is, you know, in bed with corporations, and that there's that greed is still the driving force. And
well, right, because the government guys aren't greedy, right? Well, the people running the government.
That's what I'm saying. That's the expectation, and I think we still at least have that expectation. Where I think in other countries, it's not, you know.
Well, I think people, for whatever reason, when they look at their so-called public servants, they get all, you know, some people, I mean, the people that would support government-run health care, they get all, you know, flustered. Oh, my, I'm just so looking forward to the government taking care of things, because the government people are just, they're so selfless. They would never be greedy. Right. You know, the government's not greedy. It's not like they just take a bunch of money from you every year at the point of a gun or the threat of a cage. No, that's not greed or anything. Let's put them in charge of health care now. And the thing that people don't talk about when it comes to these other countries and what they do, like in Canada, they don't talk about what happens to the old people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing if you're 25 years old and, you know, you sprained your ankle, you go into the Canadian hospitals and they bandage it up, and you go out with this, well, I got my sucker and I've got my bandage and everything's cool with the Canadian healthcare. But what happens when you're 90 years old and you sprain your ankle? Then how do they treat you? Because you're no longer a taxpayer at that point. You're no longer an asset to their system. There are plenty of stories about elderly people and older folks being ignored and made to wait and dying while waiting, and that's why a lot of them come down to the U.S. for their treatment.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned into our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the program. Once again, m.freetalklive.com. ShinyBadges.com. They are embossed, die-struck metal with a lustrous, jewelry-like finish. They're not buttons. They're a statement. If you were at the Liberty Forum, you must have noticed these things. Not only was Dobby Barker, the creator, set up in the demonstration or the, I guess, the vendor room, but people were buying them left and right.
They were sharp.
They were putting them on their clothing, and one of the most popular ones was definitely the Bitcoin pin, but there are several of them available for you over at shinybadges.com. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. So go to shinybadges.com, and I'm sure you will find something that you would be proud to display on your clothes, or in my case, I've got my Shire Society pin on my book bag right now. And so again, that's shinybadges.com.
Them badges sure are shiny.
Now, Johnson, we've been talking about healthcare throughout most of the show here tonight. Doctors are calling it quits on the insurance system. They're going cash only. They're giving up the ridiculous burdens of the paperwork that they've been forced to fill out for so many years, and also giving up all the costs that are associated with that so they can lower their costs. They can offer services directly to their customers. Some of them are called concierge doctors, and I actually pulled up a little bit more information about the concierge idea because I found it very interesting. This is from Wikipedia. Talking about their business model. Now, these are the doctors who are actually offering a service to their patients similar to insurance, but still different.
Before we get too far into the concierge thing, you had asked a question before we went to break about whether or not we're fear-mongering. And why would it be so bad? You know, why could it possibly be so bad if the United States adopts this same socialist healthcare system that all these other countries have adopted? And why are people so afraid of this word socialist? Here's the reason. Because people from these other countries, when they need real medical care, they come to us because we have the private medical care system where they have the option to go and actually spend their hard-earned money and get the service that they need because they're not getting it in their own country.
Well, sometimes you can get it eventually in their home country.
And sometimes you die.
And sometimes, they make you wait and then you die.
You know, so or you have to have something amputated. Or
sometimes they'll really screw it up. Now, that's not to say they won't screw it up here. They'll definitely make some mistakes here, too, but sometimes they'll make mistakes, and sometimes they'll make choices that they're making simply because they need to save money. So sometimes they'll go with, like, the cheap implant rather than the best implant.
Right. And so here's the problem. When our system switches, there's no backup.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other option. It's not like suddenly, you know, you're going to be able to pay to get the best service. Now, I know that sometimes now there are people in the United States that are going over to, China and India, but
there's always going to be something.
There's always going to be something, but it's certainly not what we have now. It's certainly not what the market has made available now.
Right. Well, the fewer choices there are, then the more expensive those other options, whatever they might be, will end up being.
And the other thing is that the regulations that are causing all this administrative work and these horrible just piles of busy work, really, it's useless. It's not adding to the system in any way. It's just all this junk that's being piled on top of these doctors. That's only going to get worse. And that means that more and more people are, and we've talked about this in the past, that more and more people are avoiding going into the healthcare industry.
Right, or they're going to quit early as well if they're already in it. So what's that going to mean? That's going to mean there are fewer doctors left. That means the fewer doctors will have to handle more patients. If you think these guys are overtaxed and they're barely seeing their patients now, what's it going to be like when their patient load increases?
Right, and these are also doctors that are probably, they're more predispositioned to caring more and being okay with doing paperwork all day long. They're not people who are passionate about actually helping and healing people. They're the type who are, you know, doing that on the side while doing paperwork all day long. So you're also getting a different type of person who's doing healthcare.
Yeah, why can't we just try freedom with healthcare, where the government gets the hell out, leaves people alone, then lets the service providers decide for themselves what to offer and to whom to offer it and at what prices, and let the market figure all this stuff out. It would do it for far cheaper. There would be many more options due to open competition. You wouldn't have this restrictive situation where nurses, for instance, are prohibited by law from doing the things that doctors do because there's the American Medical Association, and they've determined that if you're not doing this and this and this, then you can't be a doctor, and that means you can't do certain, protocols. You can't do certain operations or whatever. And many of these nurses are fully capable. They're able to do them. If there's a doctor present, the nurse can do all of these things. It's just that the doctor's not there, they're not allowed to do it. And there's actually this AARP article saying there's going to be a shortage of doctors in the next, by 2020, in the next 7 years, shortage of 45,000 primary care physicians. That's one of the points this article makes, is that there are a bunch of nurse practitioners out there that could do a lot of this stuff if they were allowed to do it. And, of course, it's the government who stands in the way of letting those things happen. So, actually, before we get on to this concierge doctors, I want to say welcome to our newest listeners, our new affiliate, brand new station, a brand new talk station, actually, KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe. So we're now on in New Mexico, in the Santa Fe area, 25,000-watt FM talk station. So this is a big station, and I'm glad to be on board. We are in delay broadcast there, so if you're hearing the show in Santa Fe, you are listening a few hours later. Our show airs live from 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you want to participate in the show, I believe they're taking our second 2 hours. So if you call us between 6 and 8 o'clock Mountain, if you're in Santa Fe, you should be able to get on the air. And then later on in the evening, when the show actually comes on, you'll be able to hear yourself later. So welcome to everyone listening in Santa Fe tonight to KBSF 101.5. Always great to be on a new FM talk station, so that's exciting. So, and it's also unusual for Free Talk Live to start with a talk station. Usually we kind of, a station will drop a show that they have, or a show will go off the air, and then we'll get to take their place, like we've done with a couple of stations recently, taking over the Wall Street Journal's Daily Wrap as they leave the airwaves. That's usually how it works in the business, but it's really refreshing to be on when a station actually goes on the air for the first time. So again, welcome to all of our Santa Fe listeners. Now, this concierge doctor idea, I think, is very interesting. The story here is actually off of Wikipedia's business model section under concierge medicine. Concierge physicians care for fewer patients than a conventional practice, ranging from 100 patients per doctor up to 1,000. Instead of the 3,000 to 4,000 patients that the average physician now sees every year. That's almost mind-boggling.
Right.
How can you even know those people? I mean, that seems like a dramatic, an incredible amount of patients for an individual to handle as a business. For one doctor to take on 3,000 to 4,000 patients per year? So, if you're dealing with a doctor that's one of these concierge doctors with 100 to 1,000 patients, there's no doubt you're going to get more specialized treatment. You're going to have a doctor who actually might know your name.
Wow. I mean, you just think about that. If you have an average, it's an average of 11 and a quarter patients a day. If you're working 7 days a week.
Yeah,
exactly. 7 days a week. So no weekends, 11 patients a day. You think 16-hour work days, that's a patient an hour. You're never seeing the same person twice in a year.
I don't know if they're counting the same person twice there. I don't know how those numbers. There's a citation here on Wikipedia. But if you think about it, these guys aren't seeing one patient per hour. I don't know. The last time I went to a doctor, it was like 5 minutes.
Right.
So yeah. Now you're talking about several patients per hour, maybe right. 5 to 10 patients per hour, depending on how fast they can crank through them.
Right.
855, 453. Tell you more about the concierge medicine thing here in a little bit. I think it's pretty interesting. Plus, your calls are welcome about whatever you want to talk about. 855, 453 is the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be healthcare related. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Perhaps you would like to share with us your experience. Maybe you live in one of these other socialized medicine countries and you'd like to tell us your observations of what it was like, perhaps going to the hospital or going to a doctor. You know, did you have to go through the waiting game, as so many people have done, where you might have some sort of issue that could be getting worse over time and they're not seeing you. You are waiting for several months before you have to go see the general practitioner, and then they refer you to somebody who's more specific on one area. So there's a wait to get into the GP, then there's another wait to get into the specific area doctor, and then there's probably another wait after that as far as when the actual operation or whatever it is you need done. So maybe you want to share your story. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Johnson.
And so, want to let you know, those of you hanging on to your bitcoins, that you can actually buy things with bitcoin. A lot of people, some of their objection to bitcoin is that, well, it's just an online currency. All you can do is buy web hosting with WordPress or stuff over at Reddit. Well, no. There is the Bitcoin Store. You can go to bitcoinstore.com, and they have over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. And get this, 0% markup. No, really, go check it out, bitcoinstore.com. Type in whatever electronic product you're looking for, consumer electronics. Type it in. They've got software, too. And then pull up the price, go to Google Shopping, and then type in the same model number and see for yourself. I bet you BitcoinStore.com is going to beat the competition because they aren't charging a markup. They're getting their products at a great price from their distributor, and they're passing along all of the savings to you. And the reason why is because they want you to use your Bitcoins to know that you can buy things in real life with Bitcoin. That's what they're doing over there, and they're doing a great job of it. I've tried it out myself, and I'm pretty happy with the product that I got from them at the price that I got it. BitcoinStore.com, that's BitcoinStore.com. And by the way, if you want to order things anonymously through Bitcoin Store, you can do that as well. They don't care who you are, because the Bitcoins, there's no question whether or not they're going to clear. Mm-hmm. The transaction clears, that's it. You can ship it to whatever address you want to. So BitcoinStore.com, check them out. I think you'd be pretty happy with it. And from what I understand, they've got some cool upgrades and new things that are going to be coming out there soon. So I'm sure we'll be talking about those as they come around. Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about the concierge doctors here in a moment. But D.C. Treybill is on the line in, I believe, Louisiana. D.C., you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Heard you talk, make the point a couple of times in the last hour about all this pointless make work. And I remember one of the axioms of bureaucratic mayhem is that bureaucrats make work for each other. There's an image from an old 50s movie where these Roman officials go down into this mine where you have the slaves, and basically they look through this door, and there's a guy standing up to his knees in mud with a bucket. And the mud is coming out the back wall. And he's dipping his mud, and he's putting it through a window to his right. Well, they go down to a door a little further down, and there's a guy with mud coming in from his left, and he's standing in mud up to his knees. And he's dipping it out, putting it to his right. And then there's just door after door where all these guys are just shoveling mud down to each other. And so... You know, and this is bureaucrats, you know, they're just making all this paper flow, which accomplishes nothing. We once had a hatchet man come to the school system in Fort Worth, Texas, where I worked at the time, and he said he found 53 people writing memos in a circle. You know, and that's the analogy to that mud deal. And look, if you're in that, on the one hand, yeah, you're glad you got the job, you got the money. And to some people, yeah, we're cheating the system, and ha, 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 forbidden fruit, we got it. But for other people who really, you know, want to go out there and contribute value, this is hell. I mean, just literally to find yourself in there and not be able to really affect any, create value is just...
Right, filling out paperwork. I think you make a great point. All these doctors and their assistants that spend all these hours and hours and hours every single week, every day, filling out paperwork are not creating value. They're not helping the customer. They're not creating some sort of new innovative service. They're not doing anything that is making the marketplace any better or more efficient.
They're not healing people.
Right.
That's what they want to be doing.
Shuffling papers.
And
that's not
valuable. I had one doctor that saw my dad, and we got sent strictly because the doctor who saw us initially wanted the referral fee. And he looked, he said, I don't know why you're here, you're in your 80s, and there's nothing that anybody can do for you, not even me. He says, now look, I'm going to make another appointment for you in a month. And he says, and I won't get mad if you don't show up. And later, Daddy was in the hospital. The same doctor showed up, and he recognized Daddy, you know, and he looked at me, and he just shrugged his shoulders and shook his head and kind of waved. I waved at him. We both knew what was going on. But, you know, he wanted to be helping somebody that could be helped. And, you know, the time he was spending with my dad was, you know, it wasn't anything he could do. So he felt bad, you know, and he was stuck. He knew what was going on. We all did. And somehow, you know, right now nobody quite knows what to do about it.
So he was honest enough to say, look, this is not worth my time and your money.
Right.
And we have like better things to do with our time to go around and go somewhere to somebody that can't help us, you know. You just got to live with the condition, which, you know, they did.
And the unfortunate thing, the really unfortunate thing, is doctors like that are just going to become more and more rare as it becomes more common for these doctors to get used to this environment and doing this paperwork. And doctors who are okay and go into this profession okay with putting up with all that, their main focus, they're not, you know, because the people that want to get into this industry to really heal and help people are not... They're not okay with what's going on. And the ones who are okay with it, well, then they're not really in the industry as much heal people. They're in it for the wrong reasons. They're in it for either just to make enough money, and then they're okay with doing the paperwork, but their motivations aren't the same as doctors used to be.
Well, I had a college buddy that eventually became a medical doctor. He started off as a social worker for the state. And they finally said, you know, look, you know, you could go out there and just put a roll of $50 bills in a public place. And if people needed it, they'd come get it. And the ones that's going to steal it's going to steal it anyway. And that'd be about as effective as what we did. Well, he eventually went into medical doctor. He says, yeah, I'm getting my license to make money. I mean, he started out really wanting to help and everything, and he finally, you know, decided, you know, to sell part of his soul, you know, just to have the money. I mean, this was a struggle, but, you know, that's the choices you have, you know, when you go into this corporate system. It's set up this way. I mean, it's misery. It's not helping the customer and the people who really want to work and create value, which I think is good for the soul, for want of a better term, you know, are blocked. There's no opportunity.
I like what you have to say, DC, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can connect with us on Skype, should you like. Our username there is lrn.fm. So this concierge model, these are the doctors that are taking payments from folks up front, basically, on a kind of a monthly basis. They are able to see fewer customers every year. And that's a good thing for the customer. It's also a good thing for the doctor, being less harried around the office. They claim that they'll be accessible via cell phone or email at any time of day or night, or offer some other special service above and beyond the normal care provided. The annual fees vary widely from $600 to $5,000 per year for an individual, with the lower annual fees being in addition to the usual fees for each service, and the higher annual fees including most services. Some concierge practices do not accept insurance of any kind. These are also referred to as cash-only or direct primary care practices. By refusing to deal with insurance companies, these practices can keep overhead and administrative costs low because they're not doing the paperwork anymore. They can cut staff or whatever they need to do, thereby providing affordable health care to patients. They become concierge only if the practice assesses an annual or monthly fee instead of or in addition to a fee for each medical service. Other concierge practices do take insurance, even Medicare, but ask for an annual fee for additional services exclusive of those covered by insurance plans. The annual fee is not a substitute for medical insurance and generally does not cover consultations outside of the practice, laboratory procedures, medicines, hospitalizations, or emergency from other providers. So basically, it sounds like, you know, there's a bunch of different possibilities, but the basic level is that you'll get some level of service or care that is not afforded to someone who just walks in off the street. You'll get faster service, more individualized personal service. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a concierge doctor, or maybe you are one. You're welcome to tell your story. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.